Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, welcome to Fightful. It is May 22nd, 2024. It is good to be back here full time after about a month in and out doing my part-time schedule thing. We are back full time. I was here today for the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast, the Backstage Report podcast on Monday, the post-Raw show. I'm back for my Q&A show on Select, and then two shows this weekend, King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring, as well as the AEW Double or Nothing show. Alex is always here full-time. This guy hardly ever misses a show. He's got a whole host of them over on FightfulSelect.com. Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm really looking forward to Double or Nothing. There's a lot of really fun matches with cool stipulations on there. I'm very excited for that. And also this weekend we have our Sands of Blind review, where I don't watch the Saudi show, and Kate does, and then she tells me what happened, but she peppers in three lies, and I have to decide what the lies are. It's our most popular Select show on Sour Graps, and everyone is looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. FightfulSelect.com. That is our lifeblood. If you've never given it a shot, or if you have, please subscribe. It's a Patreon platform, the most subscribed in wrestling history. We break all kinds of wrestling news over there. We told you a couple of, a few Double or Nothing matches that were going to happen. But today we had a very interesting piece of news. Steve Borden, the son of Sting, who portrayed the Wolfpack version, is training to be a pro wrestler. I spoke with Darby Allin today. He didn't bring his flamethrower, although he absolutely was wearing that pink jacket, which seems incredibly flammable, by the way.
That does. It really
seems very flammable. Not only said that Steve Borden was training with him, but was living in a tent in Darby's yard, Alex.
Listen. This man is the son of Sting. Can we not get him some proper accommodations? I know Darby is training him, so he's like, listen, Darby says, I was homeless when I was training, so this is all I know, and you must do as I did, young Padawan. You must live as I lived. You must train as I trained. And so maybe that's it. Maybe that's the whole thing.
Vicky says, hello, SRS and Alex. Thank you, SRS, for making my day with the Sting news. Thank you, Alex, for hating Jericho. Thank you, TK, for driving Darby. Thank you, Darby, for being an insane son of a bitch. Osprey busted open was new tonight. Thank you for all. It's funny because, like, it's when you do this for a living, like, you recognize when something is going to blow up. It's so funny. When Nick Houseman was interviewing Seth Rollins and he went off on the CM Punk rant, he looks over at me and Denise like, do you guys see this 2000 retweet post that's about to happen? Like, he looks at us like that mid-interview. When Darby told me that Sting's son was training, I was like, oh my God, that's new. Yeah. We didn't know that. And I have known who Sting's son was for a very, very long time because he played college football about 3 miles from where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And even then you'd look at him and you'd go, oh, well, one day that's got to happen. One day that's got to happen. And I was shocked to learn that he wasn't the big one. Mm-hmm. That's the insane thing. The one that played college football Division I as a tight end is not the big one. Hmm. And the big one's a game streamer. Go figure.
There you go. There you go.
I love it. Listen, I am an unapologetic Sting fan. Listen, right up there, you got Sting's final water bottles, the last time he will ever drink water again. You guys are going to want to check out this Darby interview. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it tonight, but all the early notes are on FightfulSelect.com, including when he got cleared, how he made this happen. He did pitch this to Tony Khan, this double or nothing thing happening. But the full interview drops Thursday at noon. It is up early access for Tier 2 members, but I think it's one of the best interviews we've done all year. That man, he's really good at those media interviews. But Matthew Hook says, have a big collision with people not at Double or Nothing. We're going to have our friend Luis, the moderator, who has done such a great job at all time and is going to this weekend, let us know what is added to collision as well. Nulak City says, actually, we already read that one on The Hump today, Luis. After I complimented him. Luis, after I complimented you.
Yep. That's...
My God. We had Trent Beretta and Roderick Strong defeating Will Ospreay and Orange Cassidy. Well, I expect Trent Beretta and Will Ospreay to both win this weekend. But this match got Roderick Strong a win. It got Trent a win. I think that the Trent push is in full effect. And I'm sure they'll have another match after Double or Nothing, which is set as a straight wrestling match.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that Trent Beretta just did clean sweep over Orange Cassidy. I understand Orange Cassidy is one of the most protected wrestlers in the company, right. But also I think that if you're going to clean sweep Orange Cassidy, it should be somebody who can benefit from it. And I really think that Beretta can. Oh,
yeah, he really can. I, every fiber of my being has to believe that the end game of this weird Don Callis being obsessed with Orange Cassidy thing is that the guy who ends up with Don Callis is Trent Beretta.
Yes.
Because Orange, that doesn't make any sense for Orange Cassidy to turn heel, like, and be end up being with Don Callis. So like it's to sucker in Orange Cassidy into thinking that Don Callis is on his side, which honestly would just make Orange Cassidy look very dumb because I don't know how anybody would believe that. But I feel like at that point, maybe then Trent can actually get some more stuff and become over as a heel as in a singles capacity, because he won't be with best friends anymore. So maybe that's where we go after all of this. They did mention, Tony Schiavone said, it's listed as a straight up wrestling match, but I don't know if I trust that, Trent Barretta. So maybe they, like, at the last minute, switch the stipulation, make it something else. It's weird that Tony would say that specifically about that. I like the call of how the whole thing happened. I enjoyed Wardlow running down and just hitting a huge lariat on the back of Ospreay's head. The way he sold it made it seem important. I do feel like Ospreay probably wins versus Roderick Strong, and maybe soon after that you get a Wardlow versus Will Ospreay match, which Will Ospreay will make into something amazing. My favorite part of the whole night was the entrances of Will Ospreay and Orange Cassidy, where Will Ospreay is doing his run across the ring and flinging himself into the ropes for the Ospreay, Ospreay. And Orange Cassidy kind of like half-heartedly joins him and kind of like throws up one hand and then, yeah, sure, whatever. That had me in stitches. I really enjoyed this. I think this is the perfect use of a one heel and another heel are having matches against one baby face and another baby face, and they're going to have a tag match in the go-home show. We see that a lot. I think this actually hit all the beats perfectly and got some good progression of the storylines as well.
Yeah, United Kingdom or Undisputed Kingdom attack Ospreay after the match. Listen, I've been saying this for a while. I am not buying the MJF shoulder surgery thing going around.
Okay.
You mean to tell me that that guy wasn't doing appearances, then he gets shoulder surgery, then he does appearances? Listen, I know that guy really well. And first off, he'll tell me and everybody else
ain't
coming back anytime soon. But he's not above lying to anybody.
Oh, no, no.
That's who he is.
Remember his first mentor in AEW was Cody Rhodes, who taught Bryan Danielson how to lie.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? Like, he learned from the best.
Yeah, and listen, sorry if I'm blowing his cover or something, but not like he's ever worried about blowing up a spot for me, doing airplane motions at Double or Nothing and all that stuff. But Jambeard says, what if it's all a swerve and Trent joins at Dawn? That's what I'm hoping.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, because there's no Powerhouse Hobbs anymore.
No.
I think Fletcher will side with Ospreay in all this. Then Mark Davis will come back. And I like the idea of like Takeshita and Trent Barretta with Don Callis a lot more. I think both of those guys can benefit. We got Bullet Club Gold appearing backstage. And then we've got they're in the ring. And Death Triangle is back together.
Yep.
This is something that Fightful Select had reported today. Best $5 in the business. This is one of the matches that was considered. Lord Zypher says, have AEW moved away from Bullet Club Gold? I may have missed something now, but it seems like they are only referred to as the Bang Bang Gang. I'm looking into this. I should be able to find out tomorrow or Friday. But what I can tell you is, at least on the AEW official roster page, they are still Bullet Club Gold. They are still selling Bullet Club Gold merchandise. Well, they're Bang Bang Gang collectively on there, unless something's changed. Nope, they have been changed on the roster page to Bang Bang Gang. So that got changed in the last week because I answered this question on the last Q&A, and they were still Bullet Club Gold. So,
I like still referring to the fans as the gold members. I like that. Sure. And I think that everybody will still call them, like a lot of people will still call them Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah.
And you can kind of get away with people knowing them as that, but not officially recognizing them as that. I liked this segment. I like them coming out with all of their tag belt trios belts in a wagon. That was fun. I did like Jay White having to do a huddle twice to determine whether it was Pac or Pac. I thought that was very funny. Jay White underrated in the comedy.
He's great.
he's got a really good timing and cadence, like, and the way that he just does a little understatement of stuff. Very funny. But Pac showing up, or is it Pac? Showing up on the Titantron, or whatever they call it, their Tonytron, with back to his old self. Oh, here I am. You got me feeling things again, boys. May I introduce you to mis amigos? Like, I'm like, okay, that's great. And then people in the Sour Graps Discord were going crazy saying Phoenix ate Phoenix. Because that dude has been spending entire time not having a visa that works. Apparently, his membership to the gym still works. Because he came back and did like the... And like he got traps for days. And giant striations in his delts.
Striations.
Man, he...
To your point about Jay White, there's just a plethora of talent who became prominent gaijin talent in Japan and almost like had a reputation for not being able to cut promos. Then they go to Japan, and whether it be Finn Balor, AJ Styles, I mean, Cody Rhodes never necessarily had that, but I mean, so I wouldn't qualify him, but Will Ospreay, Switchblade Jay White, now Gabe Kidd. Like, there's a whole bunch of these people that became great promo guys after that time there. But Death Triangle back together, very, very happy for that. Luis, our producer, says Taz also calls them Bullet Club Gold during their matches and appearances. Kylie says, Dynamite was fun. Hey, Sean, I beat Karate Kid NES. I don't think I've played that game in decades. I need to see what it's like. We also, I think we saw the Bullet Club Gold backstage accepting the challenge.
Yeah.
Then we got Hook and Katsuyori Shibata beating Brian Keith. So I'm glad Brian Keith finally got a win on Collision, because I was like, what bounties is he collecting at this point? He's like the worst bounty hunter.
He collected a bounty on a boulder, and that's hard to do.
Let me tell you, if there's one primary criticism I have of AEW, I brought it up last week. I feel like they should limit their pay-per-views to about 8 matches, and then take those extra 4 or 5 and pepper them throughout Dynamite, Collision, other shows, because I need more unpredictable finishes on the show. Yeah. Now, I'll say this. Both of Brian Keith's matches over the last week have been unpredictable, because the way that they brought out Boulder, I was like, maybe they're going to have Boulder win and have him take the L tonight. Mm. But Brian Keith won that, and then the double finish tonight. I didn't quite see that happen that way, but it was immediately after Joe Coffey, Wes Lee doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but there are levels. I've never been a big fan of, what, two guys won the triple threat? Well, how is that possible? Because we've seen it happen enough that you're not allowed to be shocked if you're Tony Schiavone that it happens, because it happens enough. Last night, Wes Lee pinned another man's heels to the mat and not his shoulders. And that's really not how you win. So that one was weird. I mean, it's weird. So
if their shoulders are also pinned, I suppose there's nothing in the rules that says that. Listen, I was a catch wrestler and an amateur wrestler for a long time, and it's not practical or logical or plausible, but it is legal.
Yeah,
it's legal.
Tonight, again in the Sour Graps Discord, we had somebody who was like, I smell Brian Keith losing and both Shibata and Hook winning. And I was like, would they really? But the way they did it, like, honestly, kind of made sense with the double submission and Brian Keith obviously tapping out to both, because he tapped out on Shibata's leg and tapped out on Hook's arm at the same time. He was tapping out absolutely to both moves. No up in the air there. So, like, you know, I honestly, I thought they handled it well. And like the maddening part will be when Jericho retains against both Hook and Shibata this weekend. That'll be the maddening part.
I gotta say, Jericho. So we had a report on Fightful Select this past weekend where we discussed that Jericho did see the reactions coming at Dynasty. Now, listen, you can say that it was responsible or irresponsible for one, them to go through with it, them to book it.
Mm-hmm.
Him saying, I just needed some more camera time because you guys know how much I love that. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. This savvy son of a bitch being like, hey, I'm going to run a concert in London. And by the way, Swerve's going to be there doing his first live concert in London as well. Listen, he's a savvy guy. I'll give him that.
Listen, if he savvies his way into the all-in title match versus Swerve, I'm never going to forgive everyone.
So I listen, we don't have the Bet Online odds for Double or Nothing yet. Those are a little unusually late, but I would love to see Shibata win this FTW title.
I would love it.
And then Hook and Jericho to cost each other that. Also, how do you think Taz felt whenever he saw that Jericho defaced the FTW title? Right. Because another thing we reported on FightfulSelect.com, Jericho didn't have that approved. He didn't run that by anybody.
Of course,
Alex,
not. Why would he?
That is the same belt they used in the 90s. It's the same belt.
There's not replicas of those out there. Like, it's the same one. It's, yeah, you're not allowed. Don't do that. I was hoping we would get more Samoa Joe involvement after last week when Samoa Joe was like, but you know, being a real mentor to Hook about how, what are you doing with any of this stuff? You know, you can't trust this guy. He's just going to screw you over. So yeah, give me more Samoa Joe.
There are people that are making replica FTW titles. Now, listen, they ain't exactly quality.
No, probably not.
But you can choose whether you want the brass to be 2 or 4 millimeters, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is never a good sign on the quality there.
Right, right.
But I'll go through my picks as we get into these. I've got Ospreay winning. I imagine he's going to be a monster favorite on the BetOnline AG odds. And I've got Trent winning. I think he'll be a sizable favorite on the BetOnline AG odds. I've got Shibata winning, but I think Hook might be the betting favorite. This might be one of them where I think that BetOnline AG may look at it as Hook or Jericho instead of Shibata. And I would make that probably one of my underdog picks because I think that Shibata winning would make a lot of sense. And Tony Khan loves him some Shibata. The night when CM Punk showed up on WWE, the only thing he worried about clarifying to me was that Shibata would be back. That was it.
I would love it if Shibata won. I'd also would love it if Hook won. I feel like I don't understand any of this. Any of what they've been doing, if Jericho doesn't retain here in a triple threat match where he can bring his giant guy who can interfere throughout the entire match to the ring with him. Like it seems weird if Cass, Big Bill isn't just choke slamming both Shibata and Hook left and right through this whole thing.
Jane Beard says simply for Alex's reaction, Jericho versus Double J for the FTW title. I unironically would probably enjoy that because I think they would do some very stupid psycho things that they wouldn't be physically capable of doing, and it would be entertaining.
Figure out what signature weapon that Jericho can bring to the ring to combat the signature guitar. Sure.
So we got BB saying, now that AEW is 5 years in, what would you consider their big three can't miss pay-per-views, especially for those who can't afford $50 per show? Well, BB, if you can't afford $50 per show, I have the product for you, my friend. NordVPN.com/Fightful. It gets you all those pay-per-views on those overseas prices. And don't worry, I will answer your question as well. And look, this deal is old. This deal is outdated. I got to have a different graphic put up because let me tell you, right now, you save big and you get 4 months extra and a 30-day money-back guarantee when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. And it's not just that. You shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all devices, all operating system, doesn't matter. It's got a password manager, file encryption tool, and 24/7 support. So, BB, you may say, well, I don't know how the heck to use that. they'll help you use it. Not only that, you can hop over into our Discord. We got people that'll help walk you through it. But here's how you do it. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You get one of those subscriptions. You get AEW Plus overseas. And then you're paying the overseas pay-per-view prices instead. You're going to save a bunch of money. This will pay for itself in just a few months. Not only that, there are a bunch of big, ridiculous pay-per-views coming up. UFC, Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva are boxing, which, you know, I'm excited about, although a little less excited than I was about possibly Terry Crews versus Anderson Silva. And Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. That's going to be, I think it might be on Netflix, but you know what? You can get Netflix and get all the international content over there as well, including some movies that aren't available here in the States. NordVPN.com/Fightful. A great 30-day money-back guarantee on that. So if I had to pick three in AEW, I would say Revolution, Double or Nothing, and All In at this point are my three picks.
Yeah, it used to be All Out. Now it's All In. Now, them moving it a week later, I want to see what they do with an extra week to build from All In to All Out. There's a lot of stuff they could do there that is different. But I say Double or Nothing for sure. The other one being All In right now. And a third one, maybe at World's End, they try and like make that one the last one of the year, like a big deal. But currently, I think it is Revolution.
Yeah, I again, if I had any say over it, I would be like 8 matches per show and then give some value to these other events, so to speak, like the AEW Dynamite's Collision Rampage. Because right now we've got like, what shows do we have? We had Revolution, Dynasty, Double or Nothing, Forbidden Door, All In, All Out, Wrestle Dream, Full Gear, World's End. It's 9 shows. I know Tony has talked about opening it up to 10. No show in January or February. I feel like February would be a good month for AEW to run one. There's sort of a little lull in WWE between Royal Rumble and I think they could capitalize there. I wouldn't mind them not running early April and January because, listen, there are some times that you're going to get swallowed up by the WWE monster, and that's one of those times when the buzz is going to be a lot.
Yeah.
We get the preview of Willow Nightingale and Mercedes.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Double or Nothing. You know how proud I was when we said that line 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I mentioned my wife said it, and then it got used, and it got a huge pop. The huge smile pop on her face. Oh, I was so proud. How shocked would you all be if Willow retains? I expect Mercedes to be a sizable favorite in the BetOnline AG odds. I would be very surprised, and I think Willow will be further entrenched as a babyface.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could see maybe some changes to her entourage as well. Whether it be Stokely or whether it be, because Stokely with Mercedes would be so good too. But Stokely with or Chris doing her own thing, being like, I don't play third fiddle to anybody, second fiddle, whatever the hell fiddle. Camille or Megan Bain or some integration of somebody here. I would be surprised. So I think that Mercedes is going to go heel. I think that she wants to go heel too. She's one and two since before she started.
Mercedes is already heel.
She's
already heel. I mean, like the idea of that just because she's not, you know, I don't know, sneaking into people's houses and you know, intimidating babies doesn't mean she's not heel already. She's working against Willow. She's heel. She'll fully commit to going dastardly after this weekend, but she's already been working heel.
Takeshita defeated Matt Sydal. This was pretty to the point. Takeshita wins with the big forearm.
Yeah.
What I liked about this was Callis actually managed. Like he was telling Takeshita moves to do specifically. Uh-huh. And that added a little bit more credibility than just a guy out there smiling and all that stuff. Then Moxley comes out and confronts Takeshita and cracks him. Sometimes that's all you need.
Just Moxley standing there with the mic and realizing there was nothing he really needed to say. So he hit him with the microphone.
What Perfect. More could he say than what he said on the 100th episode of Hey EW, which I found hilarious because he treated it like it was just a regular interview.
Yep.
And RJ was just trying to, you know, bust his lines. And he's like,
no,
this is what I'll do.
No.
Phenomenal. Malakai Black defeated Kyle O'Reilly. This match was my shit. Like I love this. This was some
great stuff, man. Oh boy. Give me more of this, Kyle O'Reilly. Ooh, man. I just throwing kicks. It's great. This was so good. And I loved like Malakai being wobbly on his feet right before he hit the end. Like they were kicking each other in the face, and all of a sudden he just brought out his big gun, and you don't get up from that. So like that was, and also Kyle's sell on the final shot, like he was out while standing up, collapsed. So good, man. Loved it.
This was very much my kind of match. This is that thing I like. They spar around. I bet they probably didn't go over it much before they were just like, this is what we're going to do and we'll wing it. Oh, I love that. I love seeing that out of here. Probably Malakai's best singles match since his rivalry with Cody, maybe his only one as well. The real story is what happened after.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this other than I'm glad that it happened. I can't wait to post these pictures in here. Let me get...
Okay.
Malakai is standing in the middle of the ring and induces blood spatter that Gil Grissom has wet dreams about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God. It hit so hard, Alex, that like there were angles of the ring that were completely covered and then parts of the ring that were just completely clean because the blood splatter was so much. Yeah. There were two specific streams.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, how hard it came down, I said, that felt personal. whoever did these props... I don't know who set this up and turned it on 11. But there's of them.
Those two of them.
Look and at
like,
that.
Those are solid. Like, those look like the ropes used to climb in gym class. Those do not look liquid at all.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It looks like he fell off the edge of the atmosphere and evaporated into the ground, exploded.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What the hell? First off, I want to say I saw people immediately saying, well, this is very WCW 2000. No, it's WWF 1999 is literally what it was. Because that's when Edge was in WWF.
I said, oh no, it's Brood Edge. Remember? They were like, we're going to call him Brood Edge, but we don't think Gangrel, anybody will know who he is.
Edge is somewhere running around like... He's so spooky, Alex!
That's also, that is that good cranberry sauce. The kind you get for Thanksgiving that does not shape like a can. It's got whole cranberries in it. That's what somebody threw that at him. That was not dropped gently from the rafters. Somebody propelled it like out of a gun at the ground. That was crazy.
Like for it to maintain that velocity from wherever they dropped it.
Yep.
Like it wasn't poured, Alex. No. Violently shot.
It was propelled toward the ring from the rafters.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Like I'm sorry. This ruled. This ruled so much. Tom LaValle says, SRS, please look into Gangrel appearing, please. I mean, the guy is still active. He is still very active. I want Gangrel, Christian, and Edge versus House of Black just to do it. Ryan says, Sean, any update on Malachi's contract status? Since there's rumors online, his option time is closed. Do you know more? He signed in early July 2021. WWE fudged up and only gave him a 30-day non-compete.
That's right.
I mean, listen, I know that regardless of what I say, Malachi went online and said that people incorrectly reported his contract. Listen, it's what Tony Khan said on the radio. It's Tony Khan, the owner of the company, saying we have 5 years on him. Well, he's got 3 years, and then AEW has the option for two more years, as best I've heard. That option for AEW would be coming up soon. Now, it's all dependent on what they want to do. I mean, I know at one point they were willing to pay him to be home, get his care and all that stuff, but they didn't want to just hand him over to WWE. Maybe that line of thinking has changed. I don't know. Hard to say. Guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats. Can't remember if I mentioned that earlier. Super chats here on youtube.com/Fightful. There's a lot of other ways that you can help us, but I mean, that's a primary one. If you want to interact with us, get your question or statement read on the air, but you can leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave comments on the video after the fact. I'm coming back to the comments section, chatting with all of you guys each day. That would mean a lot. You can also leave us nice reviews over on Apple, Spotify, whatever it may be. That stuff helps us a lot. And share the video. Like, I haven't asked you guys to do that much lately, but you're going to see some changes visually to Fightful, some new backgrounds. You'll see some logo changes, thumbnail changes. We're undergoing a site migration right now, so... lots of stuff. Dave says, we want to hump, Sean. Chill. Yeah, go to humperchats.com. HUMPERchats.com. You can send them there. Swerve is backstage and meets with the Young Bucks, who are handing out their, their Darby isn't allowed in here signs. And Swerve puts his gum in one and... he's being like disrespectful to them. They are like avoiding confrontation with him at any point. They're like, hit his music. You're a great guy. You're a great world champion. Like Swerve is trying to instigate and they're not having it.
Nope.
What do you think?
He's the champ. They're trying to get Christian to become champ. And at that point they could do whatever they want to Swerve, but he is the champion. And they don't want it like it's a business and they're champion. They can't, you know, so they could try and politic to get the champion to not be champion anymore. But if he's the champion, they got to be seen to be good bosses and everything. And just hope and pray that he's no longer the champ after Sunday.
Swerve defeated Nick Wayne. And I love it. He did it with the house call, which is one of my favorite moves in AEW. That kick always looks incredible. And I love this because, one, Nick Wayne did not need a 15-minute match against Swerve at this stage of his career. It needed to be short.
Yep.
Swerve needed to control the majority of it. A move that isn't his finishing it, I'm all for that.
He's Baron been Corbin finishing guys with the house call or the Swerve Stomp. Yes. I love that he's able to your top dudes in your company, the guys who are champs, should finish people with multiple moves. Because they're their top guys, they should be able to finish guys with almost anything.
Sami Zayn with a Blue Thunder Bomb, Baron Corbin with a Deep Six. When you got a move that looks that good, finish people with it. So I'm glad he's done that. Then Christian comes out and ends up running all the way to the back and tries to get in his vehicle. But Prince Nana is back to a huge pop.
Oh, it was great.
And blocked him in. He's got his coffee.
He's got the coffee. He perfectly pulls up and then like,
I love it. Great. This is also what I love. Taking things out of the venue every so often, especially when you're on the West Coast, the sun's still out. Yep. It looks good out there. And, Swerve gets the upper hand here. I thought all this was great. Prince Nana is back. He'll be able to lead Swerve at Double or Nothing as well. Yep. I thought this was an appropriate setup and go home segment.
So I loved all of that. It's a direct. Okay. First, Kill Switch Luchasaurus guy comes out and is messing with Swerve in the corner. And Swerve tosses him out of the ring. And then when Christian runs, Swerve is running after him. And as he runs by, he does a house call on Kill Switch and doesn't break stride. That was awesome. Also, I love that it's a direct callback to Christian running from Adam Copeland, hijacking a car, getting in it, and driving away. We've already seen him do that once. So I love that Swerve had that move scouted. He's like, if I chase him, he's going to try and hijack a car. And then we'll have Nana there just waiting to block him in. Perfect. And then beating him up on top of the car was great. This was all excellent. I loved it.
Really, really dug that. Really enjoyed it. Almost as much as I enjoy a good night's sleep, Alex. And before I found helixsleep.com/Fightful, I didn't get many of them. But Helix mattresses are designed for everybody. And at helixsleep.com/Fightful, right now they have a great sale. Memorial Day sale, 30% off their Lux and Elite mattress models using code FIGHTFUL. Or take 25% off site-wide using the code FIGHTFUL. Each mattress comes with 2 free dream pillows, which is a $150 value. Take that sleep quiz right now. You may say, what the heck is a sleep quiz and why do I need to take it? Well, if you don't feel like running around to mattress stores, rolling around on mattresses that other people have been on, take their quiz. It will match you up to what fits you best. And they have a 100-night sleep trial, a 10 to 15-year warranty. It's assembled in their U.S. facility. There's quick, no-contact delivery. You unwrap it. You're good to go. And then you're sleeping on that thing, getting the best sleep of your life. I was on memory foam before this, and I was like, you know what? I need to take better care of my body. And then I found Helix. And then after I found Helix, I hit him up and said, let's do some business. I saw what Good Housekeeping and Wired and Apartment Therapy and Forbes, New York Times, all those companies recommended, and I got it myself. 30,000 plus 5-star reviews. And they've got flexible payment plans for those of you that need it. They've got mattresses for kids. They got plus size mattresses, mattresses for everybody at helixsleep.com/fightful. One of the best decisions that I've made. I often talk about the sponsors that I use most when in general and when I'm awake. I use our Helix sponsor over 1/3 of our life, and more than that even, because I like that so much, I went and bought some of their furniture from Allform as well. Like, they've got some great modular furniture, so please check them out. Reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up on this video.
Love for Boost says, did you see Luchasaurus's leg get stuck in the ropes? Looked nasty, but Swerve knocked it loose quickly. He's a pro, man. He is a pro. Jeff says, what are the odds of a women's casino battle royal taking place at the pay-per-view? I think that, okay, I don't want to say it is or isn't going to happen because I don't have that insight, but I think the card is filling up already.
Yeah, if you're going to do one of these things where, like, we're doing Collision the night before and it's in the same building, like, build stuff for like the undercard that is on that Collision and make it a big thing. What I would love to see is if you could figure out a way to do it where, like, the winner of such and such match on that Collision gets a match for an undercard title on the Sunday pay-per-view. Do something like that.
You have casino gauntlets, casino ladder matches, casino battle royals. To me, there's no reason you can't pepper a few of these on the night before Collisions every time and show people this is something worth watching for.
Especially on a Double or Nothing weekend. The casino thing has been a tradition at Double or Nothing for a while. You should do that.
Yeah, I think it's specifically for the casino-themed stuff.
Yeah.
Jambeard says it was a jam bath. Taz said he also got covered. Yeah, it was on the LED barricade during the Tony Storm and Mariah May match.
There's no way people in the front row did not get spatter on their faces.
Yeah.
Do you have an ad you could throw to, or no? We're not gonna do one of those.
Not tonight. Oh boy. Well then, Tony Storm and Mariah May defeated Saraya and Harley Cameron. There was a double smooch spot here.
There was.
Looked like one of them was a working smooch and the other one was a shoot smooch. Tony and Saraya looked like a working smooch.
God damn it, boy. Are they working or are they smooching?
Are they working or are they smooching?
God damn it. Oh, that's here, see it.
I said, God damn, kid. Harley Cameron, Mariah May had the shoot smooch. Mm-hmm. Tony and Saraya had the working smooch. Mm-hmm. Tony came out wrapped in the Serena Deeb flag there. Tony and Mariah get the win. Listen, I just got to say, man, I have been consistently impressed with Harley Cameron of late because that woman got thrown into the fire.
Yeah, she really just did.
Like 3 weeks ago, they were like, hey, you, with less than 24 matches, you're going to be on Dynamite the next three weeks. And all your matches are going to be like 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she said, bet, let's go.
Let's do it.
I haven't seen any bad spots out of her. I haven't seen anything like that. You would never be able to tell that she has had like 24 matches.
She's
and like
doing fantastic.
And like 6 on TV, maybe. She's doing a great job.
On top of that, like her backstage stuff, her promo stuff, the character work is out of sight.
She's like a performer, man.
She's a real performer. And now she's getting better and better with these reps on TV. Like, in a year, who knows what she'll be. I'm really, really impressed with how little ring time she's had and how great she is in these matches.
I mean, listen, if we had to break it down, I don't think that AEW needs... I think I got about 5 titles I could do without. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
But I would have loved women's world tag team titles because I like the idea of somebody like Saraya working with Harley Cameron, because somebody like Saraya working with Harley Cameron is going to help her immensely.
Yeah.
In a number of ways. Also the 2 pile drivers. Woo. Filthy. Yeah. Love them. Tom LaValle says Tony forgot her own advice. Watch for the shoe. Cause Serena Deeb comes out and dare I say her best segment in this entire feud was tonight. Coming out and attacking with the shoe. This is the fire I wanted to see out of her. But what'd you think? I miss the mid-90s WCW when Woman or Elizabeth anybody, they had the shoe.
They got to have the shoe.
Watch out for the shoe.
I love that she came out with the chair and immediately took out Luther.
Yes.
Let's get him out of the way first.
Luther, who a lot of people were like, favor hire for Chris Jericho, sure.
Yeah.
Has become a fantastic producer in the company and mm-hmm. is really killing this role.
I like her using, I love her using the shoe. It's a nice, you know, hoisted by my own petard thing. This is good stuff. I think the match should be a lot of fun between her and Toni Storm. Toni is doing such incredible work across the board in every way, that she really has become one of the top stars, male or female, for AEW. And I mean, one of my most beloved, I love watching everything she does across all of wrestling. She's one of the tops for me.
We got Young Bucks banning Darby from the building. Now, yep. A reminder, guys, check out my interview with Darby Allin. It drops on Thursday. It'll be on podcast platforms everywhere, as well as YouTube, of course. But AEW Double or Nothing is this Sunday. We've got Anarchy in the Arena. I think the Elite end up winning that match. I think Bet Online will have them favored. Check out our partners at Bet Online. They will have odds. And I'll give you my underdog locks later this week on Fightful Select and the Discord whenever I get those. But Bet Online AG, earliest lines, you can bet big, industry's best bonuses, whether it be NHL, UFC, MLB, NBA, or AEW and WWE. I know some of you look and you say, there ain't no way you can bet on wrestling. Well, you can, and not only can you, if you listen to us and me saying Samoa Joe's going to win the title, bet on it. Okay. And then you hear me say Sting ain't losing that retirement match. Bet on it. Okay. Rey Mysterio ain't losing at WrestleMania. Bet on it. Okay. I think there were a couple more for Dynasty as well. I think I had two underdog picks there. It makes me so happy when people tell me that they've won money on wrestling because of our tips there. Bet Online AG. They're good sports about it too. They know that we're getting the word out, but they also know that we're going to give you guys these good underdog locks. But they have a lot of popular games. They're trusted by millions. Payouts are in minutes. It's a safe and secure environment. Check it out. Bet Online AG. The way that I look at it, I think they'll probably have Adam Copeland as a favorite. I think Adam Copeland is winning that barbed wire steel cage match. I think Toni Storm beats Serena Deeb as I look at things. Bullet Club Gold. I kind of want them to win because I don't want them to split up those damn titles. I don't know if it's title, two titles.
It's for it's for the unified
title. It's the undisputed. Yes. Death Triangle. I want Death Triangle to win then. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. Because I want Jay White to do something else.
Oh, but, I get it. Okay.
But we have Bryan Danielson defeating Satnam Singh via DQ. Well, the bar was low, but this is the best Satnam Singh match that ever existed. This was a lot of fun.
It's Bryan Danielson.
If there's one thing I love, it is a good let's make something out of nothing match. I love the art of it, honestly. Tony Miller said, actually, well, all the super chats are about Darby. So what I don't like is, like, Satnam could have just tapped out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to protect it. Like, how many matches has that guy had? Are we protecting him for a title run he's going to have later this year? Like, we got to keep him undefeated? Like, I don't know what we're doing with it. Like, I mean, he moves around pretty good for a dude his size. We've seen guys that size who are absolute stiffs. So he moves around pretty well for a guy that size.
I mean, Danielson. He ain't Undertaker or Kane, but I mean, also he's like 5 inches taller.
Yeah, he's like he's a half a foot taller than the Undertaker. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's a big dude.
So, like, yeah, I think that he certainly he acquitted himself very well in this scenario. I do think that it does feel like if you're gonna do a Danielson basically said I'll face anybody. You send anybody you want after me, I'll beat him. And the guy they pick is the biggest guy on the roster. And like, I get that part, but like, you need more really big dudes that you can choose from if the one guy you have available to you is a guy who doesn't wrestle on TV ever. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, so it would be nicer if there was somebody who, like, oh, we've seen this guy.
He was on Revolution and All Out. Like, he's done a couple things.
I guess in singles matches, you know. Like,
yeah, I think he's maybe only had one or two singles matches ever. Yeah. I think this is his third singles match of his life.
Right, which is awesome that he did so well in this. I think that this went about as well as you possibly can, except for Sanjay apparently has the strength of the Incredible Hulk and tore apart the announce desk when he wasn't supposed to. So they couldn't do the announce desk spot. that was weird.
It was so stupid.
It was so stupid. I don't know why Danielson puts him in the lapel lock and we got to protect Satnam Singh. That was my thing.
I agree. And I mean, this is his first real like match. Cause I mean, he beat Jimmy Jacobs really quickly. And then he beat Serpentico on the cruise really quickly.
Right.
But he died when that table came apart. But then they said, oh, well, you know, they're just collecting the bounty, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, all right. But no, I don't see any reason why Bryan Danielson of all people can't just beat him. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, a loss is a loss. So, well, then the Elite come out and they're trying to make the attack, and Darby Allin shows up with a flamethrower.
He shows up in a car driven by Tony Khan.
Yes, and Tony Khan fist bumps him. Tony Miller says, "Big TK announcement. I gave Darby a flamethrower." That would have been hilarious if Tony Khan rolled up and he's like, I have a huge announcement. Darby has a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I would have popped for that. Lupongi Vice says, surely this allows Cash to bring a whole-ass gun, right? Surely.
I mean, it's a step down at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
listen. All the charges were dropped there, and we are actively looking into that situation because there's something very not right about that entire situation. And let me tell you, it favors Cash Wheeler an awful lot. Like about I'm surprised it got as far as it did based on what I've heard so
interesting.
Far. They were load-bearing Wu cans.
Yeah, they're very heavy. They're very heavy. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Meet Normus says, sup, fellas, let's crank. The flamethrower is like Drew's sword. It looks cool, but we know you ain't using it. Anarchy should be a hoot. Yeah, I remember when the Berserker would come out there all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm like, are you trying to stab people?
Yeah.
We need the Repo Man to take that from him. Like, what are we doing? Meet Normus, what do you feel confident you could cook with a flamethrower?
Oh, brisket.
Parker Hines says needs an over-under bet online on Darby setting someone on fire. Listen, I think they should pre-tape him setting someone on fire.
They can. And you're in the arena. Like, let him go somewhere. I don't know who it is. It's probably Jack. I mean, you know what? We know what's too bad. What's too bad is that they've gotten away from like Brandon Cutler hanging out with the Bucks. Why don't the Bucks have Brandon Cutler as a personal assistant who's a gopher who brings them coffee, and then you could set Brandon Cutler on fire during Anarchy in the Arena?
Or Brandon Cutler puts out the fire with cold spray.
Well, that's good too. I like that a lot.
Or that actually makes it worse because it might be flammable.
It probably is. It probably is, honestly.
Because it's aerosol.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Luis has got a good idea. He's typing up. Maddie Nice says, how do you gimmick a flamethrower? What an elemental episode of Dynamite. We got fire. We got blood. We got gas from Jericho talking. Great show. Crappy crowd. Praying BBG versus DT is on the main show. I think it will be. Luis says Nakazawa uses body oil again and he gets the flamethrower. Listen, I would love to see them pre-tape something like that in like a hidden room in the arena.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then cut to it. Also, it's kind of hilarious that like Tony, the owner of the company, is like, hey, make sure you don't forget your flamethrower.
I think the saddest
because
part
they all... hurt his neck.
Yes, I think the saddest part of all of this is that the guy with the flamethrower should have been Eddie Kingston, which would have been a natural escalation from, we already tried to burn a guy with a gas can. What could he possibly do to top that? A friggin' flamethrower!
I like the idea that Darby and Eddie Kingston are in the same Grand Theft Auto game, and Eddie just left it behind for Darby to collect.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Manda X31. By the way, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are heading down the home stretch right here. Manda says, make wrestling stupid again. TK dropping off Darby like he's going to the mall in 2003 with a flamethrower to hang out with other emo friends. 10 out of 10. I really enjoyed it.
He's going to his part-time job at Hot Topic.
Yep. Well, guys, I will be back here Saturday and Sunday for King and Queen of the Ring, as well as Double or Nothing, but you're going to want to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I've got a bunch of stories coming up that you guys have been asking an awful lot about it. So FightfulSelect.com, spread the word. If you like it, please tell the people because we are largely publicly funded by you guys. We've got Lucha Brothers versus Gun Club announced for Collision, as well as some other interesting things for Rampage as well. We got you covered. Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on the Twitter. I'm not going to call it X. At Alex Sour Graps. Friday we'll do something. Because Rampage is on at a different time. But we're definitely going to do, again, Sands of Blind, we call it, where I don't watch the Saudi show, but Kate does. Then she tells me what happens, but she lies to me three times, and I have to suss out where the lies are. That's a lot of fun. Everyone loves that show. Then on Sunday, we're going to do a full Double or Nothing review as well. Back on Monday for the post King and Queen of the Ring Raw show, and then Tuesday NXT, and then back here again for Dynamite.
Stephanie Chase will have a predictions and preview show for all that stuff. Guys, again, if you want to leave Humper Chats before we go on the air, you can do that over at HumperChats.com. Luis will collect them and all that stuff. Again, we want to interact with you guys. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what you guys like, what you don't like. You're going to see some changes on Fightful in the near future, like from a visual standpoint, freshening things up. Leave us a thumbs up, guys. Until next time, we're out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.